Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you for staying with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I never take you for granted, small business owners. You know that. You know how much I admire you. You know how much I appreciate what you do, small business owners. You are my heroes, and you're the heroes of a lot of people, including our good friend Mike Menzies. I know how he feels about you because he's a banker. He's a community banker. Nobody loves you more than a community banker. He's the president of the Eastern Bank and Trust over in Eastern Maryland, a beautiful part of the world. Out on the eastern shore there, and he's been the resident banker of the Brain Trust since 1998, and we couldn't do without him. Mike Menzies, welcome back to the show.
James, thank you. Always a pleasure. Great to be with you.
Good to have you back, and the crabs are running good over there in Maryland these days, huh?
Crabs are getting beefy and and tasty. It's a great time to live on the eastern shore of Maryland.
There you go. Hey, Mike, one of the things that's been in the news a lot lately, partially because the Fed made some announcements last week, and partially because the stock market has been reacting to those announcements, there's a lot of news swirling around the Fed these days. We got the probable end of the Bernanke era coming up in a few months. We got talk about ending the quantitative easing regime that they've been doing, at least slowing it down, not buying as much, not putting as much liquidity into the stock market, maybe even heading in the direction of raising rates. A lot of stuff going on, right?
Yeah, it's pretty exciting time, say the least.
Yeah.
There's lots going on at the Fed, no question about it.
What do you think as a community banker, how has the quantitative easing, which the first round many people believe kept us from going into a depression. People that I admire and respect said that. The second round was kind of, a belt and suspenders kind of thing. But the third round, I'm not sure it was needed. How is the QE affecting you and your community bank and your ability to serve small businesses?
Well, you've got to roll back a little bit, Jim, and try to answer the question, how do we get here? Mm-hmm. And the answer, as you know, is that we had a massive financial meltdown that produced the requirement for government, the Fed, to put some enormous amount of money into the economy. Mm-hmm. The GAO estimates as much as $20 trillion.
Wow.
To save the largest financial institutions of the land.
$20 trillion? I did not know that number was so big.
Yeah, the numbers are enormous in both in GDP and
that
in
takes my breath away,
housing, Mike. Housing values. Yeah, it's just the numbers are staggering. But, you know, so when you take an economy the size of the American economy and you have to inject that much liquidity.
More than a year's production.
Oh, hell yes. And
wow.
And you have to step in and bail out the largest financial institutions of the nation, frankly, in some cases in the world.
And General Motors and Chrysler, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah. Then what it does is it creates an environment where all of a sudden the Fed has a huge balance sheet, takes it from half a trillion to almost $4 trillion.
Wow.
And it's done what it needed to do to liquefy the economy,
mm-hmm,
and to keep the economy from melting down. Now, all of that occurred over a fairly significant period of time, and now the Fed's trying to figure out how to back out of that
hole. How to take the punch bowl away, right?
Right, and that's what they're working hard on doing, is how do they back out of the hole. Now, my reading is that, the Fed, at least half of everything the Fed does is psychological.
Right.
And we learned that over the past few weeks, that when the Fed says something, the markets react. But the Fed has been, I think, reasonably clear, unlike what many of the talking heads are saying, which is that they wish to end quantitative easing.
Mm-hmm.
They wish to do it in their own fashion. Father Bernanke noted a few weeks ago that they have a dial, and they can turn the dial up and they can turn the dial down. And so if they think the markets are overreacting one way, they still have the power and the horsepower and the capacity to turn the dial back up and to continue with certain levels of quantitative easing. And if they believe it's within their vision of what's necessary to back out of this hole, they can tighten up and they can reduce the bonds that they're buying and reduce quantitative easing. So my guess is that they'll spend the next 2, 3, 4 years, maybe 5 years, slowly but surely, working out of the excessive amounts of liquidity they were forced to put into the economy to keep the biggest banks
from melting down. The economy will be have to be able to sustain, which means the economy needs to get stronger in order to pull that off. And with the GDP being reduced in the first quarter from what they projected, we'll have to see how that works out. 20 till right back with Mike Menzies after these messages. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.